Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsed almost 1 year ago, the Federal Reserve Bank created the Bank Term Funding Program. This program allowed banks to access cash in an emergency so that they could meet a bank run where depositors were withdrawing their accounts. The sneaky way this bailout worked is that it enabled banks to get a loan from the Fed using as collateral assets like treasury debt held by the banks. Instead of valuing this debt at current market value, which was well below face value because of rising interest rates, the Fed accepted them as collateral at full face value. By last April, a total of $80 billion had been lent under this program, with maturities as long as 1 year out. If you listen to the politicians and bureaucrats at the time, they claimed that a deepening of the banking crisis had been prevented. Oh yeah? If this was true, then why did the total loans under this program grow from $80 billion last April to almost $165 billion just 2 weeks ago? If banks no longer must worry about customers suddenly demanding their cash back, then why have they now doubled the amount they have borrowed against this risk? Of course, the truth is that American banks are facing major liquidity problems and potentially massive losses this year, especially from defaults on commercial real estate and construction loans. Banks with less than $10 billion in total assets are the ones at most risk. For all banks combined that hold less than $10 billion in assets, commercial real estate loans equal 300% of their aggregate capital reserves. These soaring liquidity loans have a new looming problem. The authority for the Federal Reserve to continue making these loans expires 10 days from now. Banks that owe repayments will not be able to renew them. Instead, they will be forced to repay the funds or, if they cannot, they will have to find other loans to replace them at higher interest rates. Now what will the Fed do to pretend there is no bank crisis? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.